you through.
Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
There is no man who has ever married a woman he didn't find pleasant to his eyes. And you might be surprised. It may just be your lips. It may just be your pointed nose. That's the thing for him. One brother was going to marry a woman that was 3 times his size. The pastor had to call him that. Are you sure about what you're about to do? The brother was a member of the prayer department. Very prayerful. But he went for a lady that was so blessed on every side. The pastor had to call her, bro, why are you making... You know, even the pastor was confused, like, why? The brother now said, I like them big. But he was a prayer warrior. But that's what was pleasant in his eyes. It is a lie of the devil to stand before the holy congregation and say, it's not that my wife is fine. I would not have married her. It's just that it's will of God. You're a liar, brother. You're a liar. The scripture said, everything that God caused to grow. That means you may not be attractive now, but as you keep growing. Don't stop where you are. Keep growing. One day you will just be perfect enough for somebody. Keep growing. Grow mentally. Grow spiritually. Grow career-wise. Grow financially. You should not be an expense line. You should be an income line. Because there are some people, if you don't give them 20 million, you can't marry them. Give me my scripture. Sorry, you can't date them. So look at this. This is a very powerful verse that I want you to consider. There's a demand on us. Even everything God started, He allowed them the opportunity to what? To grow. So you can't say, oh, because I'm not earning 1 million naira per month. No, if you are able to develop the capacity for 1 million, you can develop the capacity for 10 million. Yes. But there is a growth, there's a learning curve to it. He said, and out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow. They didn't just show up. But when you read Genesis chapter 1, and God said... But in chapter 2, it gave us a process that they gave me that scripture. He said, and out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree. The Lord only created trees once. After that, he built a system of reproduction around everything that had life. So if you come and you say, Pastor, I don't know what's happening to my finance. My brother, you stopped growing. You became too comfortable. You became too comfortable. Nobody will tell you, develop yourself. You are the one that will give yourself that assignment. Yes. How do you grow? You increase your learning curve, your learning angle. You put yourself in school. Learn something. Learn how those who are running that type of business, what are they doing that they are not saying? And these are general principles. Unfortunately, we think it comes from Harvard. It's in the word of God. Look at it. Give me that scripture. Because we're talking about wisdom and wealth. There are certain things that don't relate to prayer. If you pray, God will only point you to your learning curve. If you pray and God heard you, he will tell you, go and work on this area. It won't take away the learning curve, because when you learn and you grow, you become that level. You don't just attain it, you become that level, which means even if you fall, you cannot fall below that level again. He said, and out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, which means you are only permitted to touch the things for which you have evolved into. There's a level you get to. People would come to you and give you 10 million naira just to say, We appreciate you. You didn't do anything for them. But it's a level. You became that level because before the food came. So you must, to become a father to Pharaoh, there's a level of wisdom you would have grown into by reason of experience. Not just reading. There's a level of maturity you would have evolved. You tell yourself, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I want to be the father to governors and president in these nations. Then you now ask yourself, what is the learning curve? Go and study Joseph. Go and study Daniel. If not, they will just keep you on the salary and keep paying you. Your potential will be massive. But that will, when you die, you get to him and God say, look, but I made you a father. Ah, he said, no, father of what? I died in the prison. He said, that was not my will for you. Don't always associate suffering with God's will. Sometimes you are suffering because you stayed too long in that class. Not because it's God. Joseph was going to leave the prison, but he didn't have the ticket. But he saw somebody who, by prophecy, was going to leave. And he said, please, when you get there, remember me. Sometimes it's okay as a prophet to tell people, this part is not my area. When you get to government house, remember me. If Joseph didn't say it, that man would not remember. Even though it took him 2 years. It's okay to ask for favor. Favor. Sometimes people want to help you, but they don't know what you really need. And for somebody who really asks for favor, sometimes it's good to say, please remember me. Yes, I'm anointed, but this, your own area, I don't have it. Elijah was anointed, could call down fire, but he couldn't feed himself. I wish somebody heard that. It took God to tell him, go to Cherit. And God sent ravens. Can you imagine a man who could call down fire, but didn't know what he was going to eat? How anointed can a man be? God still had to dispatch him as an emergency case to the widow of Zarephath. But Elijah had the capacity, if you have anything small, his anointing was, no matter how small it is, what do you have? I have one slice of yam. It's enough, bring it. Sabala dabakada. It will multiply. But Elijah doesn't have what it takes to multiply nothing. So he needs to be in an environment that allows his anointing operate. So, widow of Zarephath was good enough. For months, Zelabadakadakadaba. Multiply. Multiply. You must know your anointing. You must know the kind of grace. There are some of you, you know you cannot afford for your battery to be low. Because what it will take to recharge will be more difficult and painful. So once you know, don't wait for you to be under stress and pressure to go into the secret place and begin to see God. Because you already know yourself. That if you allow this thing go be, when you begin to see certain indicators, you already know that, I need to avoid this person, I need to avoid this person, I need to stay away from too much of social media, then withdraw. There is a fasting that I call the fasting of silence, where you stay away from people. You are eating, but you are not talking to people. Even if they say their uncle is dying, don't answer them. Their uncle will not die. It will be all right. Give me that scripture. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, verse 10. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it parted and became what? Four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that skirts the whole land of Avila. And what do we have there? We have gold. That's your garden of Eden. You see why last week I told you, Eve did not need to walk. Some of you were happy, but this is the reason. Her husband was rich. It was not that. Let me tell you. There's a particular threshold I'm looking at. When I get to that threshold, I will not allow my wife cook again. No, I will not allow it. Yeah. She has tried. But that's just me. Some of you want your wife to walk till she collapses. Amen. I just, when I hit that threshold, I will not allow her cook again.
How much is the person going to earn? 150. Let them do it. You rest. Pastor, I don't know what's wrong with my wife. She's getting older. You are the reason. You are the reason. You wicked man. You are the reason why she's aging. Go and get her a cook. But if you have a problem with what I just said, it's because we are talking from two different levels. And it's okay to desire it. You may not be there, but you can desire it. And tell your wife, when I get here, you won't sweep this house again. For what? Wife is a ministry. It's not that kind of sweeping and cleaning. Glory. Even Mexicans, if you watch their movies, they recruit people to clean the room. So what's it? It's not spiritual. It's money. If you have the money, you spend it. It's not. You have to monetize your stress. What really do I want my wife to be doing? Cleaning. Seriously. For now, let's just agree that she's managing with you. Let me tell you, until it registers in your spirit, you don't qualify. Yay. Until it registers in your spirit. I preached some years ago, and somebody said, my wife, she doesn't like to wash clothes. I said, go and buy a washing machine, Oga. I told him in the church, you want to kill her? He said, do you know washing machine? Do you? I said, no. I said, go and buy. She will respect you. Say, me, where I come from in our village, the women, they are in charge of cooking. I say, oh, God, you are no more in Benue State. You have to see it, though. As long as you see it as a privilege, you will keep running after it. The moment you see that, you can actually live from a place of rest. A place of rest. Where you can use your time for strategic thinking and planning. It's just money. It's just money. You don't pursue money. You run after purpose. Money is the reward. But by the time you run, sometimes you may find it difficult to even identify the things God is causing to grow around you. Like the trees, new opportunities. You will not know because you are stressed. Give me that scripture. Verse 12. And the gold of that land is good. Come on, say good. Up till now, gold is still good. Money can fail. Gold will not. Money is not gold. Eh? Money is a creation of man. Gold, God created it. So think, be looking at this thing very well. And we have bdellium and onyx stones. This onyx is one of the items that was found in God's presence in heaven. Onyx. In God's presence, this item is there. So, gold is used as a kind of bitumen for tarring roads. That's what gold is good for. And why do they use the way we use bitumen and for our roads here? The road is from Antony to Bagada, very solid. The way you talk about it here is the way they talk about gold, because gold is durable. And God doesn't like doing something two times, so he uses gold. So you can't go to... Do you know in the U.S., there are roads that are as bad as some of the ones we have? But they won't show that to you in their movies. Those guys are terrible. You won't know. Until you get one visa lottery, they now post you to one Kotangura in the U.S. You now get there, say, is this part of the U.S.? I say, this place looks like Carol and Amanda. I say, this is welcome to the United States. What about the movies? It's a green screen. They use green screen to deceive you. Where is that place Spider-Man jumped from? Say, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Give me that scripture. 13. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that goes around the old land of Cush. Cush is where the black men. And look at this mineral. Look at this river. Gihon. Next verse. The name of the third river is Edekel. It is the one that goes towards the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. 15th and the last verse. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to what? And to what? So part of what Adam was required to keep was the administration of this river. Take care of the garden. ensure that the garden is well managed. This is your office. This is your home at the same time. So remote work didn't start from America. You have to change the way you think. Now, let's look very carefully at this. God placed man in Eden, and God made provision for that man. Which means, the best thing you can do for yourself is to find where God has placed you. Where in eternity, or on this earth, captures what you think might be God's place of assignment for you. For many of us, we will not hear a voice saying, "My son, this is where I've kept you." Adam did not hear a voice. He found himself there. I said, Adam didn't hear a voice. He found himself there. He woke up and found himself in that industry. And he began to grow. There was nobody to say, "This is how to do it." Everything rested on him. Because some of you are making a mistake. You are waiting for a voice. Look around you. The devil cannot be faster than the steps of Jesus to orchestrate your divine purpose. Satan cannot be faster than the Almighty God to orchestrate, to mislead you. Before Satan is able to mislead you, grace would have gone ahead steps. Because the Bible says, "Where sin doth abound, grace even doth much more abound." Which means the steps of grace are faster. Look around you. You will see pointers. Look around you. You will see pointers. You will find that there are certain parts of your life that you really didn't have to do so much, but you found yourself there. Those are pointers. Pay attention. Pay attention. You will see some areas that truly you got it to, but you suffered. Those are pointers. Now, add them up. Where did I find grace more? Are you with me now? Where did I find grace more? Those are major pointers. Where did I find contention? Because Satan will most likely contend if he sees you on the right path. Why was it the day that David decided to go to the battle to give food? Why was that the day he saw Goliath? Why was it that day that his father said, "Go and visit your brothers"? He didn't hear a voice. He had a prophecy. There was no way on earth David would have known that was the day. All Samuel did was he came and laid hands on him and said, "You are going to be king." And Samuel did not tell him when. Because that will now require the steps of faith. You now need to work out your prophecy. So if David needed to work out his prophecy, why do you think a prophecy will fulfill itself? Why? You are praying. Augusto, praying. Listen to that prophecy. We have prayed. God has spoken. What next? God wanted David to be king, but God didn't throw him into the throne. God first permitted him to kill a giant. That giant gave him the attention of a king. Some people believe that David stole the throne. He didn't. Because David was a son-in-law. You know what a son-in-law is? A son that has the same right as the son in the house. That's a son-in-law. Son-in-law, which means if there is no male child, that son is authorized to take the inheritance. That's the meaning. So God did not just allow him steal. He gave him a foot in that family. So Jonathan was not just his covenant friend, he was his brother-in-law. Come on, are you with me? See the way God was orchestrating the prophecy. But when Samuel came, "Masebala Natola, where is he?" Power! Holy Ghost. And he fell down under the anointing. But that was all some people ever knew. They never woke up, they never got out of that ground with instructions. But you know that there are times God will actually say, will lead you into a season prophetically, but you won't really know what you need to do. Like David, after Samuel left, he didn't tell him to do anything. So the prophecy was supposed to find him. Alright? And orchestrate. That's why I said, pay attention to your environment. A lot of us are not looking. We are distracted. Pay attention to those things that happen of their own accord. Situations and occurrences that just, boom, open. Please, are you flowing with me this morning? Because sometimes the challenge is not that God is not speaking. But if you are not tracking, you won't know when a season has expired. Simply because you think it was God that opened that door unto you. You think God is still in that door. But this brook of Cherith is getting dried up. And God didn't even tell the prophet this thing is drying up. It was the prophet who observed that this thing is drying up. We cannot stay here for long. So you must be observant. Don't throw your brain away because you say God said. God is not against your brain. God created that brain so that you can give him rest of mind. Gosh, you like try this morning. If you like, eat Gary. That's your problem. If you like, don't eat. Don't eat. I gave you brain. I gave you a body. I gave you chemical. I gave you hormones. And you have chemical reactions in your body that gives you the information. Father, is it rice or beans? Ah, eat sand. My son, eat sand. That's what you love. There is nothing in Genesis chapter 1 that God created twice. Yeah. So instead of God to be telling everybody, today your own is beans. Your own is... Do you like shawarma? Okay, you too. Now imagine God has to be talking to everybody. They won't do anything in heaven again. Just be sharing food. Okay, you know what? Don't eat. This is the food. Take it. I beg. Anytime he needs to eat, let him be hungry. Pam pam. Code. Enter. Pam. Ping. Dot. Bracket. Open. Type the code. Pam. Anytime she's hungry, anytime she needs to eat, she will feel hungry. And then time she's filled, she won't be able to eat again. Pam, 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 pam. And God walked away. Programmed it in the first man. 7 billion men after, we are still following the same rule. Say, Father, should I eat yam? Don't eat yam. Father, should I pursue that program? Stay there. Father, should I open another branch of my business? No, don't open it. Close this one you have now. There are situations that if you are very observant, if you are very observant, you will notice that there were doors that opened of their own accord. Pay attention to those doors. You will notice that there are certain doors that the moment you try to get in, contention started. That's your major door. That one is your major door. This one is a door of grace. This one is a major door. That's why there's contention. So Goliath must die if you want the throne. Goliath must what? If you want the throne. Yes, I know we prophesied. Yes, I know you fell under the anointing. But if God led you to this path, if God led you to this path and you met contention, you must fight. And David will later tell us, he say, he trains my hands to what? And my fingers to what? There's one song I used to sing when I'm alone, like that, from one prophet like that. Anytime I'm alone, I'll just be flying the song. It's a war cry. It's a song for warriors. So maybe one of these days, if we'll sing it. So it's a very, you need to understand that David didn't go to military school. So he didn't have the advantage of to understand how soldiers think when they are fighting. Now, let me also tell you that the kind of battles you are facing now can be pointers to your destiny. Before the Lord permitted him to be introduced to Goliath, the spear of Goliath was made of gold. It was very heavy. That spear could carry David. Not David carrying the spear. That weapon was custom built for Goliath because of his height. I think maybe was it 40 feet and above? Goliath was a giant. But before then, David fought a bear. Hello? Do you know where you... There's this AI channel I follow on TikTok. It's a Christian AI channel where they talk about things that we've read in the scriptures and then what it actually is. It's called the AI channel or something. So you imagine that David fought a bear and you think the bear is something like this. But you know how huge a bear is. And David was a teenager. Please, I want you to be following me mentally. David was a young boy with nothing but a sling and maybe a small knife or dagger. Do you know that the claw of a bear is the deadliest among all animals? Go and do your research. The claws of a bear, the claws are so long, it doesn't need to touch you. If he swipes his hand, have you seen a bear fight before? If he throws that hand, if the claws come across your face, that face is damaged. Forever. No surgery will fix that face. And David killed that. He said, okay, he has passed the first test. Give him what again? A lion. Let's see. If you think you are very bold, when you sit down close to a lion, you will think of your creator. I've been privileged to sit with a few lions, and my saving grace was that the lions were not hungry. So when I went into the reserves in Kenya, 4 hours into the forest, so how I knew we were getting close to the lions, I started seeing dead animals on the road. Buffaloes. Do you know how big a buffalo is? And one lion will bring down a buffalo and then leave the carcass as a sign that I'm around. See, all these things you are going through, God is deliberately orchestrating them. So that a time will come when you are put in leadership, your character is formed, your bones are strong. In the midst of crisis, you'll be telling people, don't worry, we'll come out of it. And you are not saying it because you are confident. You are saying it because you knew how much God has brought you through and that this one will be like that for my one. You know. You are not saying it on your strength. You are saying it because of the grace of God that has led you from the wilderness and brought you thus far. You are not bluffing. You are in a business meeting, but you are telling them this thing will pass. It will pass. It will pass. You know it because you know your, you know the name God. This guy, this, oh God, God, God. When we got into the forest, we started seeing giraffes. There at some point I saw hippopotamus. Then I saw rhinoceros. Then I saw lions. Just walking. They didn't rush. And they were female lions, which are more brutal. I just tried to roll up. My tour guide was just smiling. She was a woman. And Elijah sat beside me. I was just laughing. She now told me, if they wanted to attack you, they will even let you get to this point. They will come for you. So you can wind down. So I tried taking some videos. By the time I posted the videos, people were calling me, Pastor, where are you? Somebody could say, Pastor, we need to use wisdom. Where are you? I said, go, sit down. Don't worry. I'm in my hotel room. There was no network, so I didn't post it until I got back. Hey, Pastor, where are you? I saw you. You need to be very careful. That's why I'm not making it in life. Nobody owes you anything. Life doesn't owe you anything. If you cannot fight, you will not be recognized. Why should we give you this job? They are only asking you one question. Why should we hire you? Tell me why I should displace the other 10 and take you. It's battle. It's warfare. It's warfare. You can't be thinking of that answer now. You should have thought about it before coming for that interview because they will ask. Everything must be deliberate and calculated. Your LinkedIn profile should not be outdated while your resume is updated. Because we check those things, we put them together. People don't know. Pastor, I don't know why they are not calling, but who will not call you? Who will not call you? You are a liar. Your LinkedIn profile was updated. This recruiters look at this. They will not tell you. Jesus. Meanwhile, you have this CV with gender, age. Who cares about your age? Who cares about your gender? Who cares? All this, you just rule different lines. You like your resume is like an artwork. Who cares about the design? Tell us what you want to see. It's warfare. But if you have never been rejected before, you will not know why you are being rejected. So you need to go. This guy. Oh God. I looked at one of the female lions. She looked at me and roar. I just put my camera like this. The thing wasn't interested in eating me. That's all. I'm not here for you. Before you came, I just ate a buffalo. So you, today is your lucky day. I got into the depth of the forest. Now, there are some YouTube channels that I listen to where they play very soft music with raindrops. Have you seen those channels? Where they just show like natural habitats. Some of them like raindrops, like 8 hours. You can just, very soothing music. When I got into the depth of the forest, I saw a waterfall. And my tour guide said, please, sir, shut your eyes for 20 minutes and absorb this environment. For the first time in my entire life, my mind was quiet. I never knew my mind could be. I didn't realize all those. Oh, Shoddy. I didn't know those things were subconscious programs in my mind. When I sat down in the forest, look at crocodiles, look at snakes, and I sat down in the midst of them. And I was saying, waterfalls,
my mind became quiet. While we were coming out of that forest, I didn't talk for 3 hours. I didn't want anything to... Let me just... I entered my hotel room. I just went to lie down. This is heaven. This is heaven. You won't know where you... This is your Lagos. How is it? It was in that forest I knew that the lion can be at peace with man. Because I saw the forest guard lying on the floor and the lion walked past him. No, nothing to be afraid of. And Isaiah spoke about a prophecy, when the day will come, when the beast will lie down beside the goat, beside the sheep, and there will be nothing. Those days, you see, God is not in conflict with his creation. The only problem God has, the only person God has problem with is man. And only because man has refused to follow the template. And what is the template? I have put you in Eden. Your first responsibility is to become aware of Eden. If I put you in a place where I said, work productively, not also. Huh? Because some of you need to leave here and decide that from today you will not also again. Come on, say amen. Amen. You're not hustling. You are just everywhere. No. That's why you are not productive. God says, I put you in Eden. That is the template of heaven. There's a place I will put you in. From there, you will break out into four rivers. So where is your Eden? What field has the Lord placed? The Bible speaks about a wise woman. She says she finds her field and she buys it. Proverbs 31. She finds a field and she what? She buys it. She doesn't take it for free. She buys it because when you buy, your authority is legitimate. When you pay the price, nobody can take away what God has given to you. Everything cannot be grace, 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 grace. Where is the sacrifice? Somebody comes to you. I will take your wife from you. I will take your husband. You just be laughing because this one has signed a death warrant. You don't... Some things are hard to say. When you go into relationships with people, always endeavor to put your stamp on their destiny. Put your fingerprint on their destiny. Wherever they go, they will say, this one has a owner. I was driving to a particular... So I picked up a particular brother. Then he said, do you wear boots? I said, no. He said, whose shoes are you? I said, they are for my wife. The man now laughed. He's about 52 years old. I just said, sorry, hold on. I picked the shoes. I put them at the back seat. Yeah. He now said, women. I said, I don't know how you and your wife relate to. Don't start. You come down. I'll drop you here. My wife can do whatever she likes. My wife can do. Don't go there. I'll drop you here. You take your boss to Anthony. I know what you wanted to say. That women have a way of putting their things everywhere. I just stopped him. I've never thought of it in my life until that day he said it. In 14 years, I've never thought that my wife has done that, like she has put anything anywhere. So people, I've never, you know, until he said, hey, stop. Don't plant terrible seeds in my mind. And if she does it, it's all right. So what's your problem? I'm meeting you for the first time. You're asking me stupid question. Who are you? If your destiny is to be, oh God. Once you find Eden, then your next assignment is to find the river. There is one primary ability or grace that God will give to you. That grace will be strong, but it can be replicated in at least 4 areas or multiple areas. Please hear what I'm saying. If you don't want to struggle in this life, you must find that primary anointing and grace that God has given to you. Then find out to process that grace to be able to replicate itself into minimum of 4. And if you do it well, one of it will be gold, which means you'll be rich. Are you with me? Are you with me? Why do we need to operate in wisdom and wealth? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Walk circumspectly. Do you have the scripture?
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. That means it's possible to walk as a fool. To walk as a fool is to disregard what God has made provision for. You are now looking at somebody, what somebody else is doing, and you have no business there. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Why? Because we need to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Let me tell you, this final battle before Jesus comes will involve a lot of money. Or if you like, resources. You cannot afford to be small. In fact, one of the prophetic words that we've used in this church over and over is that, for I will glorify them and they will not be few. I will magnify them, they shall not be small. The Bible is very balanced. You have to understand that God has made provision for every area of your life. Only an unrighteous man can be led away by money. If your heart belongs to Jesus, money is just a resource. And that's why when it comes to the issue of tithing or giving to God, God will not tell you, start giving me 5,000 naira every Sunday. If he tells you that, that means you're a child. When you have a revelation of who you are giving to, you don't give according to your level. You give according to your revelation of who he is. So let's assume that the poorest person in, and we don't have poor people here, but let's assume the person with minimum 100,000 here. And Baba Obasanjo comes to your house. Most likely you will pound yam, right? Or amala, or prepare amala. Or you will call his peer and say, what does Baba like? Will you simply give him what you like? Do you know that even in this church, and when I travel to other places, they call the church and say, what does pastor eat? Sometimes they will call me, sir, who is your PA? I say, I don't have PA, I'm my own PA. Say, no, pastor, give us. I say, I call Pastor David. What does pastor eat? Pastor, don't go there. You want to pound yam? You cannot pound yam for pastor. You will not, that soup will not be all right. Okay, do this. Okay, hold on. How many days is this spending with you? You cannot receive a guest and tell yourself this is how you are going to receive him. You must know the worth and value of that person. You use plastic cup to drink water. My friend and I, Pastor Desmond, we have plastic cups, big ones. Some of you don't know, you are so rich, you don't use plastic cupping. You know, the idea behind a plastic cup is that instead of having to go to the kitchen to get water, you can... Somebody cut it. You can just take as much water as you want once. It's not suffering your wife. But you take this small mug and all of that. You just keep going there. You are stressing yourself. Hey, Job, do you have a plastic cup? Fill it with water very well. Then sit down and eat your eba. So one day, Pastor Desmond was in our house, and my wife gave him some water in a glass. Pastor Desmond said, we'll make it a lay now. He said, what's the matter? I said, give me a little yomi. So give me water in a plastic cup. In a cup. Hey, that's in a cup. That cup is plastic. But you may love it. When Baba Basunja is coming to your house, do you do that? Even you that say you like plastic cup, you will change for that day. You use a glass cup. Or you go and borrow. In fact, Elisha said to that woman, go and borrow. So borrowing is not bad if it's for business. Don't borrow to eat, or you can borrow for business, to scale. And don't borrow and then use part of it to buy the charge card. Because some people have not loaded more than 1 gig data in the last 3 months. Now that somebody has invested in their business, say, let's do 12 gig. You want to do 12. You see yourself now. Your village people have come again. You don't give to a person based on your level, but your understanding and revelation of who that person is. At the end of the day, you may put 10,000 naira in an envelope and give Baba Obasanjo. You just look at her, Mama, you say, Daddy, just take it like that. Because Baba knows what he's going to do for you. Abi, As Baba is going, we see your young children. What's your name? Peter. What's your name? Ah, very wonderful. What class are you? Just three. Ah, just three? Okay, I'll do something with three for you. You and call, say grade five. Ah, okay, grade five. Okay. PA, give me that bag. 300,000, 500,000. Mama will start rolling on the floor. But Baba knows that even that 10,000 that Mama gave to him was everything in the house. Most likely, Mama borrowed it. And when Baba wants to bless you, he will not bless you according to your level. He will bless you according to his own level. Don't play with God. I listened to somebody. He said, God does not take our money. It is pastors that spend it. I say it's true. It's church that collects it. I say it's true. Did God come down physically to collect your tithe? Was it not the bank account you sent it to? So is he lying? But here's the catch. When Solomon offered 1,000 animals, was it God that ate it? Who recognized the offering? You didn't get what I said. I said that thing Solomon did. Did God eat it? It was the sweet-smelling savour that attracted God. Say, who is that? This one has been taught well. God didn't come down to say, let me taste it. He doesn't touch such things. But God saw the value. How much is a ram now? We are eating ram tomorrow. No, the one that is solid. 250. I'm sorry. I thought it was the old price. Let's say 1.2 million. One ram. That maybe you only take just one small bite. Inside, you share everything. Right? 1.2 million. And this guy bought 1,000 times 1.2. Is that not 12 million? Or there about 120? Please calculate. It should be 120 million. For 1,000. That's 120 million naira. To offer sacrifice unto God. So the issue is not the item that was presented. The issue was the cost of that thing to the person who gave it. Please, are you with me? God looks at all those things. Then God shows up in his dream. God didn't come down physically. You know, you, when you dream, they're always pressing you. But when God came, he came to this guy in a dream. The dreams that everybody has. God didn't even say, send an angel to him. No. It was in a dream. That dream that you commonize. And God said, young man, we are seeing you. What do you want? Nobody gives something like this without wanting something. What do you want? He said, I'm the new king. I don't know. I've never done this job before. How do I take care of your people? I need wisdom. Do you know why a Solomon would need wisdom? Because there was a time in the life of his father, the Bible says Satan moved David and he numbered the people. He didn't mean to do evil, but he took a decision that God frowned at and people died. So he now realized, if I want to be here, me, I'm not even close to God. It was my father playing a way game that brought me. It was an away game. Meanwhile, David himself was an away game. See pattern, have you? Do you know there are families where the rejected ones are the ones who make it? The other ones who are taking care of, they smoke Igbo and Gbana, they don't do anything with their lives. My father made a mistake. People died. The person who made the mistake did not die. Which means the grace upon his life as a king means that if he errs in the line where God has placed him, it is the people around him that will first suffer. That's the kind of grace a leader carries. And he said, that's why you should pray for your leaders. So they won't be falling down everywhere. You have to pray for them. You have to pray. Because that's a prophetic sign to your nation, no? Okay. Be laughing. God will always, if you are very observant, you will know what God is saying about your nation. Your nation has not found a way out. I prophesied about this thing two years or so. I said this. Somebody even abused me on social media. I'm looking for that person now. I want to ask him the offer. So I'm not making a comment now because I'm not a member of that party. You know, I told her I'll be the governor very soon. I'm a member. The Bible said the days are evil. The days are evil. The days, when arrows are shot in the night, he doesn't know who is friend or foe. Arrows shot into the night recognizes neither friend nor foe. The days are evil. And what's the requirement of scripture? Walk circumspectly. Don't walk as fool. Don't be a fool. Don't assume that you cannot be hit. Don't assume. Don't assume that you cannot be touched. To avoid certain battles, you must be wise. Because wisdom is the language of the marketplace, not power. Andele Mosutaya, I had a vision. Oh, 3 days' time, you will be restored to your position. Oh, you, 3 days' time, you will be killed. When Pharaoh sent for Joseph, did he ask him about his prophetic gift? He asked for meaning. Do you understand what is going on? So you must learn how to convert your anointing to wisdom. That's what the marketplace recognizes. They don't want you to come and break chair or be falling under the anointing. Do you understand the language you ask? Do you understand margin? Do you understand the economic indices? Do you understand how this business operates? Say, walk circumspectly. Redeem the time. How do I redeem the time? I can say that this, our industry, is like it's taking another direction towards this. For instance, you may be in HR. You may be in finance. What other major industries do we have? You may be in medicine. Huh? You may be a doctor. You now realize that the impact of AI now, a time will come, you will not get a job as a doctor if you don't have a certificate in AI. Come on, are you with me now? I shared the story with you guys about a lawyer who fringed from Harvard, and she posted on LinkedIn that she needs a job. And they told her there's a job for a lawyer, but you must have work experience in artificial intelligence. So I'm a lawyer. Oh, God, what are you talking? You say, no. The person we want must have at least LLM in law and must have experience in artificial intelligence. So if you are the person who still thinks that you can escape, I came to announce to you, we have caught you. You must redeem the time. Always look at, if you want to make profit, look for where the trend is. The trend is your friend. Always look for where the trend is. If, for instance, my sister who makes confectionaries and cakes, doctors are telling us that we should not eat bread again. So what do we need to do? We need to begin to look at how can we make healthy bread that is at the same time very sweet, but it's very healthy. Then you tell people pay 3,000. When they look at all the items, they don't mind. Must redeem the time. And can I tell you, you will not always have time. The only way to redeem time is to start now. Stop wasting your time with that boy that all you tell yourself is how you like yourself. And this, you, that boy is not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. Don't marry anybody you don't have an intellectual connection with. Emotional connection is cheap. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 16. I just said something now. Some people are angry. I said, don't marry anybody you cannot sit and have an intellectual conversation with. Don't marry a man that if you say, oh, I'm having this challenge, what do you think I should do? He say, let's pray. I'm a pastor, so just calm down. And I'm a man of prayer. I said, if after prayer, he doesn't have any other thing to tell you, you marry the prayer warrior, not your husband. Because I see that a lot of people are making very dangerous things. There's a case that was brought to me yesterday. A sister came to me and said she has a financial problem. So I said, okay, this is 50,000 naira. When are you returning my money? She said in 1 month. God bless you. Now, I have a principle. I don't give people, I don't borrow people money. It's a principle. I don't borrow people money. Because I don't want to have problems with you. I only give you what I can part with. But for you, I borrowed you. So now, if you are in this church, what I said now, don't use it against me. Because I've told someone to snap all of you here now. I know those who are in this service now. If you come to me and you play any sharp game, Then I will tell you that I grew up in Mushin. So I gave her the money. And I just told one of our pastors, be following up with her. That was in January or December. You collected money from a pastor. You don't. Are you aware that when an herbalist gives you money, it was the oracle, the shrine, that gave you money? The altar that man serves is the one that gave you money. Oh, you are not aware? Yeah, you see, it's Pastor Gwenga. Lost Pastor Gwenga. Okay. 1 month, you will know. You will smell yourself. After 1 month, we did not hear anything. I kept quiet. 2 months, 3 months. Now they call me last week. They say she has been arrested. The police say she should go and bring 150,000. I say, why are you telling me? Say she needs help. I say, me? I say, you collected money from Oracle. And you did not return the money. You now God wants to collect the money back. Me, I should still bring so that the money will now be 200,000. I say, let us pray. I say, you know, I'm a pastor. Pastors don't usually have money. It's prayer they have. Let me pray for you. Me, I say, pastor, I say, will you leave this place? In this economy when people are falling down, you want me to, you want my money to be falling down also? Will you get out of this place? Don't come and try me. I know too well like that too. Now, it was not the 150 that they needed that was the problem. But she abused the privilege I gave her. Which means she's not qualified. I'm not God. It's only God that forgives and forgives and forgives. Eh? Me, I'm a man. Apostle Aaron made a statement and it made perfect sense. Said he used to be under witchcraft attack for years. Who heard this thing I'm saying? He said he has been under witchcraft attack for years until one day he got on the altar and said, "Oh, you witches, hear me. I am not Jesus Christ. I am not kind. I am not merciful. The word of God says, suffer not a witch." Say from that day, nobody disturbed him again. I say, almost your idea. Say from that day, if he sleeps, he sleeps. Nobody presses him again. Nobody. I've given you a tip. When they come, just carry a microphone and say, all you territorial powers, Emi Ogbadu, I know well, though. Even if you are my mother or my father, what are you waiting for? They will just leave you, carry their wallet and go. Okay, that's a lighter note. Look at that scripture, Proverbs. Let's round up. Look at what the wisest man said. How much better to get wisdom than gold? Wisdom has value in heaven, not just on earth. And the king said, if you are going to be in leadership for a king, because you give somebody a book, this book has all the secrets to wealth. This book actually sells for $2 million. And I also have $10 million here. My sister, which one do you want? And you are broke now. Talk to me. I want to give you a gift. Tell me. See Nigerians. She said she doesn't want my book. I just told you. I said this book has all the secrets to wealth for generations. She said she doesn't want it. That she wants $10 million. Give me. She said she doesn't like secrets. I love my cook, mommy. Give me that scripture. He said, look at what the king said, though. This was the man who God said he would give wisdom above every other person. And the man said, it is better. Now, at your level, $10 million looks like a lot. But at Solomon's level, wisdom reproduces continually. Do you know that Solomon was the first king in the Bible to charge other kings? That's where consulting started from. Other kings will come with their gold. Yeah. Huh? Oh, my, this man is so wise. We brought you gold. Solomon, the Bible says, gold became as dust. That means the prosperity spread across the nation. The poorest person in Israel had gold. Now, that man says it is better not to pursue that gold. But what? Wisdom! Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm seeing something. He said, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than what? Now, how many of you here are working in any organization because of the reputation of the organization and the experience you wish to have? And how many of you took the job because of the money? You took the job because of the money. Raise your hand. Even if you don't raise your hand, I know you're in that group. Pastor, this one is paying me 120. This other one is 250. Pastor, should I take it? Okay, don't worry. Don't take it. Let me come and do the job myself. One of our pastors come. Say, Pastor, we have a member in our church, in our branch. She has a job now. She's currently on 80,000. She has gotten a job for 250. She's asking, I say, please, do you have any other thing to talk about? Because I don't know what the prayer point is in this matter now. If you take the job, are you bringing the money to me? People only talk to you as a pastor when they have problems. But when Kulele, when Alat is dropping, you don't see them again. I say, tell her to go and take the job, like any other business. But look at what this king said. And listen, who you follow matters. When this man started in the book of Proverbs, you can follow his life. The book of Ecclesiastes was his story of regret. You can follow the early part of Solomon's life. Don't follow the later part. When he now has wisdom on how to manage 1,000 women. If you marry 1,000, this is how you marry this one. You see this one, she's from Ahafia. This is the way they behave. This one, I say, sorry, are you not King Solomon that God gave? He said, you know, you have to be wise. So when you have one, at the end of his life, he said, the only thing now, just fear God. He got to the point where he realized the only restraint on a man's soul is the fear of God. That given the right condition and room temperature, every Christian is a fornicator, an adulterer. All those prayer warriors that shout and scream, I don't trust them. I don't trust them. The way you scream, that's the way you fornicate. When my father-in-law, Pastor Yadibo, he said, he doesn't drive in the same car with a woman. He said, he should be disciplined. At 82, he still doesn't do it. He said, we have passed that level. This generation has a lot of revelation and rhema, but we are very weak. You see your father, as old as he is, he will sit down in front of with one raffia chair and be fanning himself. People are fighting the next street. He doesn't talk. You want to go and fight because he's your friend. Your father stayed long enough, he stayed alive long enough because he doesn't get involved in other people's matter. You didn't hear that one. Say you're a freedom fighter. Proverbs 24:14. Let's round up here quickly. There are some people you cannot help. Because there's no reward for it. There was a brother about 4 years ago. I'd been helping him financially. There are some point, he had a major need, and I wanted to give him some money. And the Lord said, don't help him. I said, why? The Lord said, if you help him, the curse in his life will enter your harvest field. I said, what? The Lord said, this man does not honor me. Whether with his tithe, or in any way, say so. The curse on his life is not just because there is a battle, it's because he does not honor me. I don't have a say on his finances. The Lord said, if you help him with the money I'm giving you, the well in your life will dry up. So I told him, I'm sorry, I can't give any money. The brother got angry and left. I've not seen him till date. But it's okay. At least I can do what I like to my money. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be, Proverbs 24:14, to thy soul. When you have found it, when you have found wisdom, there will be what? Reward. A reward. This is the reward that surpasses 10 million. And then you will get to the level where your expectations will never. That means you get to, I want to buy a property here. Because, oh, you want that? Okay, approved. It's beyond money. Even if people don't want to sell, the moment they see you, they like you, they want to sell. It's a level that incorporates grace with skill, with capacity. And you can get there. I say you can get there. So as you go from this first service, your task is to find your Eden. Your task is to understand the primary river that flows in your Eden. Then look at how you can process and synthesize that grace, that anointing. And when I say grace, I'm talking about those things God has put in your life that you can do almost effortlessly. Don't start praying and shouting and speaking in tongues. Just listen to what I'm telling you now. Look at your life. No two people are the same. There's a lady I know. Very. Okay, Adetun. Very. Just. Like, I've only seen one person like that in my life. People just come. They don't meet her for the first time. They don't know. I say, what's your name? Say, take 100,000. Like that. Eh? And it's not like she's actually a very fervent Christian. So one day I was having a chat with her and I asked the Lord, why are people always so disposed to giving her things like this? The Lord said, because she has not defined herself sexually. That the grace upon her life is attached to her sexual purity. I said, what? The Lord said, the day she violates that covenant before marriage, it's gone. So I called her. I said, this is what the Lord told me. She was smiling. She said, Pastor, I know. I said, you know, hear me now. Stop smiling. I'm not playing with you. Go and write this thing upon your heart. You know, sometimes you will not know. You think I'm just flexing. Certain things are attached to certain consecration. But nobody will tell you. If you are not observant, if David was observant in many things except with women. The Lord will give us understanding. So there's a primary grace in your life. You must look for that grace and begin to walk with it until it breaks forth into four rivers. One of it is gold. One of it is agric. One of it is mineral resources. Those are areas you can invest your money. I want you to pray and ask for wisdom. Ask the Lord for wisdom very quickly. Ask the Lord for wisdom. For identification, wisdom to identify the areas of strength he has put in your life. If you are married, I want you to pray for your spouse. If you are planning to be married, I want you to pray for your spouse and ask for the grace to recognize all the areas, the primary areas the Lord has graced you in, so that you can walk with ease. I want you to, can you pray for yourself in 1 minute? Sometimes you think you know the area, but you've not discovered it. It's something you are probably just glossing over. Can you pray for yourself? In Jesus' mighty name. Before I take my seat, I want to point you to 2 areas some of you need to consider. Number 1 is the grace for details. The grace for what? Details. When you are having a conversation with someone and you're able to take an idea and flesh it out. In a very beautiful and professional, like, how does she think like this? Like, somebody says this thing cannot work. You just take it, and God gives you a grace. You're able to expand that idea. If you have this grace, the marketplace will love you. The marketplace will love you. Number 2, the grace for right words. The grace for what? Right words. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, a word that is fitly spoken is like pictures of apple, of gold, in settings of, it's like apples in settings of gold. You know, apples many times sometimes blend with gold color. So Solomon was saying, when a word is spoken in the right season, it's like a perfect picture setting. I want you to pray for that grace. Joseph could have made one statement and Pharaoh would throw him out. The grace for right words. You need to pray this into your life. I pray that the Lord will bless everyone here. For those listening here and those listening online, these words you have heard are universal. They will work whether you are in Japan or you are in the UK. Believe these words. 6 months from now, you will not be the same. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you and establish His counsel concerning you. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Your mind is fruitful. I say your heart is fruitful. You are blessed with right words. You are blessed with right words. You are blessed with the grace for details. Wisdom above others. Wisdom that the marketplace celebrates. The Lord will give to you. The Lord will give to you. And to you. And to you. And to you. And to you. Over everyone in this place. The wisdom to see an opportunity before it materializes. That grace is given to you. I command every loss to be turned to profit. I command every debt to be paid. In the name of Jesus. I speak over every situation that is making you expend your money in unnecessary areas, that today the Lord converts it to profit. We rebuke the waster today. We rebuke the waster today. We rebuke the waster today. In the name of Jesus. David said, "He has trained my hands to war." May your hands become skillful. May your fingers become skillful. Oh, le mare katon de lima suta yene maya. May your hands become skillful. May your hands become trained for war. You will no longer be small. In the name of Jesus. I want you to thank the Lord in 1 minute.